Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The breakdown. The breakdown. The breakdown.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. People don't realize that physical symptoms from headaches and teeth grinding and even digestive issues can be real indicators of stress. All the little bad habits, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating and overeating, they add up and they can really take a toll on your mental health. I've dealt with all of these, and it can be easy to ignore these small signs of stress building up. That's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I do, but that's up to you. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Breakdown listeners get 10% off of their first month at BetterHelp.com/breakdown. That's BetterHelp.com/breakdown. Check it out, try therapy, and let me know what you think.
The breakdown.
I have a very, very simple fact that I want to teach you today. And it's perhaps the most fundamental fact that really undergirds so much of the work that I do, not just against police brutality, but against mass incarceration. And it's at the root even of my philosophy of why we should defund police departments, why we should shift budgets to better priorities other than policing. And I just want to tell you the fact right away, and I want you to be armed with it so that you understand what we're really, really up against. The United States is the most incarcerated nation in the entire history of the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? The United States of America, in the entire history of humanity, right now we have over 200 countries. The United States of America today is the most heavily incarcerated country in the entire history of the world. Does that describe for you the size and scale and magnitude of the problem that we're up against? It is a mammoth, obese, overgrown system that is the most heavily funded. We have the single most arrest per year of any country, listen closely, in the history of the world. We have more people incarcerated currently in jail right now than any country in the history of the world. We have more total people jailed per year than any country in the entire history of the world. that's where you live. And, you know, there's a phrase I say all the time as a historian. I say it's hard to understand a moment or even a place in history when you're in it. You are living in the incarceration nation. If you are listening to this and you are in the United States, you live in the incarcerated nation. It is so heavily incarcerated, so heavily policed, so heavily jailed that no country in the world compares. It's not close. And because of that, it is now deeply woven into the fabric of American life, so that when you threaten it, threaten to make it smaller, threaten to change it, certainly if you threaten to defund it or abolish it, people act out. And not only people who work for the system, but just everyday Americans, because they can't imagine this country not being so heavily policed and jailed and incarcerated, because it's all they've ever known. And if you are really 60 years old or younger, this country has been incarcerated for your entire life. And we have the nations in our country right now, we have the largest jails in our cities of any cities in the world. The Los Angeles County jail system is the largest jail system of any city in the world. We see the same thing in Houston, in New York, in Chicago, in cities all over the country, that they are the largest jails in any city in the world. Our state prisons are the largest prisons of any country in the world. And we have more laws and more arrests and more convictions, more prosecutors, more police departments than any country in the world, because we built it that way. When I say we, I mean this country. I didn't build it. But you have to check your heart. And I'm asking you now, because I see a lot of people saying, hold on, we can't have fewer police because police keep us safe. Listen to me. They don't keep us safe. We have more crime than most countries around the world. We certainly have exponentially more murders than most countries around the world. And police just respond after the fact. They're not interrupting violence. They're not stopping it before it happens. They are an emergency response organization. And if you go back a few episodes on this podcast, I break down how literally 99% of all calls made to 911 are for non-emergency situations, which are often non-violent non-emergency situations, which then often become violent emergency situations when the police show up with guns and badges and frustration and anger. And so we have to check ourselves and say, how did we get here? How did we end up as the most incarcerated nation, not just in the world today, in the entire history of the world? And it's an old, old world. That's a problem. And often, as an American, it can be hard to understand where we stand in the scheme of the world, where we place in the rankings of the world. And when it comes to policing, when it comes to police brutality, when it comes to arrest and incarceration, when you add all those numbers up, the United States is number one by far. It's not even close. And it's not making our world better. It's not making our lives better. We can do better, and I need us to do better. I wanted to leave you and just drop you with that nugget. In fact, today, I'm about to have an episode of The Breakdown live. We are moving to Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I have to prepare for that now, but I love and appreciate each of you. Take care, everybody. I don't know about you, but I haven't been the most physically active during quarantine. But recently, I've been trying to exercise more, and Beachbody has been a huge help. Listen, Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you access to over 1,300 super effective workouts. They have routines as short as 10 minutes that don't require any extra equipment or really even any experience whatsoever. Our producer on all of our podcasts, Willis, he's been using Beachbody for years, and right now he and his wife are doing the Insanity program with Sean T, and they love it. I really want you all to try this service out because it's an easy way to stay in shape during quarantine. And right now, my listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text BREAKDOWN to 303030. That's right. Just text the word breakdown, one word, to 303030. You'll get full access to the entire Beachbody platform for free. All of the workouts, the nutrition information, all the support, it's totally free. Again, just text breakdown to 303030. Check it out.
Hey, my name is Brandon Janice, and I'm the host of Sick Empire, a brand new podcast brought to you by the North Star. On Sick Empire, I interview New Yorkers who, in different ways, fight on the front lines for change in the city during the coronavirus pandemic. Please listen to hear a unique mix of stories from essential workers, small business owners, artists, and elected officials who are all experiencing the chaos of COVID in their own ways. Listen to Sick Empire on all streaming platforms, and you can support the show and any of our other podcasts by heading over to thenorthstar.com and becoming a member.
Sick Empire. Sick Empire. Ooh. Ooh. Break it down.